Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That starts with the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Of course, there are bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang out there, trucker John hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And we've also got our Amazon warehouse people listening to us, as well as the Amazon delivery drivers. And thanks so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see what you find. All right, starting off the hour, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we have Mary from St. Pete on the line. She's got a question. So, Mary, what's your question?
Hey, good morning. I have a question for each of you this morning. For Captain, if he heard that George Soros is buying up 18 Spanish radio stations.
Yes.
And number two, for Denise, please, if, goodness, I forgot, on the country being founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and you have satanic classrooms being formed at schools, which is completely the opposite of Judeo-Christian principles of America. And people will say that's okay because they're going to use the amendment Constitution against people seeking freedom, as the Constitution being used against them for that freedom. Since they see Judeo-Christian people as being pushy in the first place. So you're never going to have people united. So for a politician to talk about uniting people is kind of silly. And to blame it on Trump is silly. It's going to be divided until people realize what is really going on with the World Economic Forum trying to control people. And what do you think about that, Denise? Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, a non-religion, they say, is a religion. I think that's been ruled on by a court or two. I may be mistaken, but that was a couple of years ago.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's part of the indoctrination. And, you know, I kind of go back to the culture of the country. Let's go all the way back to the Salem witch trials. You know, there were pastors and churches and leaders that were working very hard to keep those kinds of things out of people's lives. Good, bad, or indifferent, that's, you know, it was kind of a savior kind of situation. And they're discovering even more about the Salem witch trials with historians and whatnot. But, it's part of free speech, and it's a bad place to be. The only thing I can say is it's one, indoctrination, and two, that there's a lot of work to be done to undo some of those, not just the satanic piece, mm-hmm. but also this indoctrination that's going on, this transgender thing, this whole woke thing that's going on. There's still an awful lot of work to be done. And I believe what Elon Musk is doing over at Twitter is kind of a good start, because as a corporation, he doesn't want to do the censorship. He'll let the people out there kind of settle their own arguments and do the fact-checking themselves. So as far as bringing the country together, it's just not going to happen. I agree with you. It's as about as divided and broken as it can be, and I don't see that there's any improvement anytime soon. So this is our new normal, sadly.
Okay, now briefly on the radio stations, I'm aware of the fact that George Soros had reached out and tried to buy 18 different Spanish-speaking radio stations, some of which were down in Miami, Florida. Those I have firsthand knowledge about. That did not happen. It fell through. And it will not happen, because the people that currently control the situation down there, when they got wind of the fact that George Soros was in the deal, they said, that's it, end of story. Now, around the country, I don't know what to say, because I haven't been following it anywhere other than Florida. But it's not going to happen in Florida.
Okay.
So there you go. It's that simple. All right, so here comes the music up in my ear, so I'm going to have to take the option to go out here. But I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. We are the bosses of applesauce. We control this country if we just get off our duffs and do something. Do something. Get out there and let the people know, especially the ones you elect, they better do their job or we're going to replace them again. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, remember, Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country. They've been in business for over 85 years, and they currently insure some 26 million drivers. So go over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they'll appraise, see what they'll charge you for your car or the truck that you're driving. You can also bundle your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV in there and get a reduced price on those. And you can save money on the whole shebang if you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together on your auto policy. You will save a lot of money. To find out how much, go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. You'll also find the name of your local agent if you want to talk to the agent and get it done that way. Otherwise, you can do it all on the Internet. All right, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We've got to bring China into this because the wave of civil disobedience is just absolutely unprecedented in the mainland in China since President Xi assumed power a decade ago. And his frustration is mounting over his signature zero COVID policy nearly 3 years into the pandemic. The COVID measures are also exacting a heavy toll on the world's second largest economy. And I would say there's been hundreds of thousands of people over the past week or so out in the streets in various cities around China.
From Shanghai to Beijing to, various other places, the dissidents, as they're called, or the protesters, are protesting these lockdowns. And in fact, they get locked down in the buildings, and then the doors are welded shut. One of the buildings actually caught on fire and killed everybody inside.
Right.
So this is bad in a big way. Not only for the poor Chinese, but what's happening with the Chinese economy? It hit the iPhone factory over there. So I don't know what iPhone that's really going to do, because that supply chain's pretty much over with until this thing gets resolved, if it does, and when it does.
Right.
But what's worse is the supply chain coming into the United States. Couple that with the rail strike that we're facing here too. It's not looking good.
No.
But,
nope.
Now there were the times that our State Department was and a White House or our federal government, a lot of the United Nations and other huge organizations, some good, not so good, would never have allowed this to happen in China. But everybody fears President Xi, and now they're necessarily seeing why nobody's doing anything about it. Any of the world leaders are these, you know, the powerful out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in fear. It's also interesting that what China is doing in forcing money into our hemisphere and forcing influence. You don't hear about President Bolsonaro of Brazil anymore because those things are being censored.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons that his presidency he wasn't reelected is because of China.
Mm-hmm.
You got other countries down there, Chile, Peru, Ecuador. It's a mess. It's absolutely a mess. So, where's our government? Nowhere.
Right.
It's bad. It's just bad.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. We have Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the line. Go ahead, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Corrupt Joe Biden continues to pull the wool over the Americans. The Chevron Oil Corporation, called Chevron Venezuela, are joined at the hip when it comes to various projects in oil. Now, Joe Biden chose Chevron because they are his top 25 donors to his campaign to be president. Chevron is worth $140 billion. Now, I refuse to patronize any Chevron in America. Biden cuts our oil, but hash a deal to enrich his major donor, Chevron Venezuela. He also dropped sanctions on President Maduro. Can you believe that? Joe Biden, the big guy, the worst head of state ever to serve as president. He makes sure his major donor, Chevron Venezuela, is taken care of. And, of course, President Maduro gets his percentage cut. America, it smells of deep corruption. For years on end, the Democrats have always held the reputation for engaging with our adversaries around the world in a negative way that hurts what America really stands for. Thank you very much.
Now, I became aware of the Chevron deal about 2 weeks ago when it was first mentioned, and I've just been sitting here watching, just like everybody else, what's going on, and we knew about the political connection because I think you and I had talked about that way back in the campaign season, where some of this money was coming from. But this is not a surprise to me that he's taking care of one of his pals.
A lot of times when there's campaign donations that are made by big corporations, in the case of big oil, it's because they're trying to get some favoritism when it comes to drilling and exploration and refining. There's sometimes, a reason for those donations. But on the flip side, the Biden administration has lifted a whole pile of sanctions and has now approved continued drilling exploration of oil in Venezuela. So what the real thing here is that Venezuela's oil, which is some of the worst in the world, is dirty oil.
Dirty oil, yeah.
We'd rather have their dirty oil than have our clean oil. He's doing this not only for favor, but I think he's also doing it under pressure from China. So here's where we are now. A lot of people don't know this, but there's some European leaders that are furious with the Biden himself and these decisions when it comes to oil. We're selling natural gas to Europe so they can have some power at very high prices. So we're making money, and this is what they're angry about. We're making money how it's actually worked out here. I can't really explain. But, we're selling natural gas to Europe at inflated prices because we don't want to have it here for ourselves. We want to make some money into the revenue stream. And, this is all because of, as you hear the Biden administration say it, because of Russia invasion into Ukraine.
Yeah.
And they can't get the energy there. So it's a mess. But you know what? We've got the most unqualified National Security Council, the most unqualified president, the most unqualified State Department, Defense Department I think I've ever seen in my lifetime.
And, of course, satellite images right now in Europe are showing a dark Ukraine sitting mainly in the darkness here in the middle of the night, if you will. And while other countries and capitals, including Moscow and St. Petersburg in Russia, remain strongly lit, and surrounding countries are shown with varying degrees of light, what you're talking about, the energy situation, is going to play a huge part in who gets power and when they get it, because I know Ukraine is trying to use alternative sources to get their power going again.
And some of the power that was generated out of Ukraine, I think, was also powering parts of Moldova, I think it is.
Correct.
And so they've got some issues there, too. But by virtue of the fact that there's now no heat, there's now no clean water, there's now no electricity, which hurts the food supply, you know, their own supply chain, this tells you right there that this is a war crime. So what is the International Criminal Court, what are the European leaders, and what is the United Nations or the Biden White House doing about any of this? Nothing.
That's
they
right.
keep sending money. All they're doing is sending money to Ukraine. And I would argue that if we had done the right thing up front over a year ago, we wouldn't have had to send this money at all. And I would argue that the money that we're sending is not really what Zelensky wants. Zelensky wants air support. He wants air defense. Remember the jets that the fighter jets that he asked for that nobody wanted to give him?
Right.
Imagine if somebody had, these countries had granted the wishes, the needs of Zelensky early on, we wouldn't be where we are today.
You betcha. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yep.
All righty, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Some Republicans on Sunday criticized Donald Trump for dining with white supremacist Nick Fuentes at the former president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, even as Trump said the encounter was inadvertent. Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson accused Trump of empowering extremism. I don't think it's a good idea for a leader who's setting an example for the country or the party to meet with an avowed racist or anti-Semite, Hutchinson said. Hundreds of demonstrators and police clashed in Shanghai on Sunday night as protests over China's stringent COVID restrictions flared for a third straight day and spread to several cities in the wake of a deadly fire in the country's far west. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday will consider a pair of cases that could make it harder to pursue public corruption prosecutions. Bids by an ex-aide to Democratic former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and a businessman to reverse bribery and fraud convictions. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician and become very, very self-sufficient in the days and years to come. All right, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and rewarding job. The locations are in Clearwater, Florida, right here by me, and another one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in both cases, to find out about the campuses, go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu. Go there, check out all that they have to offer. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour. Take the tour of one of those campuses, or both. Maybe you want to go to both. They'd be more than happy to let you do that, too. And here's the deal. You'll get to talk to students. You'll get to talk to teachers. And you'll get to talk to the people that handle the loans. Now, the student loans for the military, if you're getting out of the military and you're coming in and you've got your educational benefits, your GI Bill benefits still intact, you won't have any problems at all. You should be getting some paperwork that you would get upon your discharge from the military, and then they can help you fill it out if they have to. You may already have it filled out, but it's a lot easier for people in the military to go to something like that, a school like that, than it is, say, someone in the civilian sector, because you have to go through whatever bank handles the student loans, and there's a number of them, so it's not like you're going to get stuck with one bank or whatever. But NAA.edu is the website. 800-659-2080 is the telephone number. Make sure you give them a call and tell them you either want to take the tour in Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, or both places, whatever works for you. And if it were me and I was thinking about my future, it'd be both places. For sure, both places. Well, we know that we've got issues, that's a polite way of saying problems, with China over in the Southeast Asian part of the world. We know that. Now, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to get the big boys to back down? Well, we're not. Therein lies the problem. We have I don't want to say it. It's embarrassing to have to admit this, but we have a wimp for a president. And we have, as Denise just put it, we have some of the worst cabinet secretaries that we've ever had under any president. Our administration seems to be like the Keystone Cops running around, doing whatever they're doing for whatever reason they're doing it. But we also know, without any shadow of a doubt, that Joe Biden is literally owned outright by the Chinese, so he's doing what the Chinese are telling him to do. Now, in the meantime, here comes the niece of Iran's supreme leaders, urging the world to cut ties with Iran. Now, this is not the first time we've heard from her, but it's the first time we've heard from her in a while. Timing couldn't be better, could it? And you just heard Denise and I talking about China over here in our hemisphere, pouring gobs of money into South and Central America, into Cuba, into Venezuela, into Argentina. And what are we doing? Nothing. We're helping the bad guys to do bad things to good people. That's what we're doing. I can't put it any simpler than that. So, when the U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs met last week in Cambodia, amidst our strained relations, which is an understatement of the year, what actually did they manage to accomplish? How about nothing? How about nothing? How about the only thing they accomplished was to say, hello, hello, drink a little tea, and pat each other on the back and walk away? That's about it. So, with the American military now sitting here, as they are, waiting for some sort of sense of direction and purpose in all of this, because we have a situation in the Middle East right now where we have Turkey who wants to bomb our allies, the Kurds, that we have been supporting in the fight against ISIS, so we didn't have to take our troops and go toe-to-toe, head-to-head with the ISIS military buildup that was in the region in Syria where the Kurds have been going. So now we have Turkey saying, well, we're going to bomb, and if the U.S. is in the way, they're going to get bombed, and all this other nonsensical stuff they're saying. Well, this is Erdogan talking like this, okay? Now, I would like to be a fly on the wall if somebody with some guts, one of our big-time generals, that is a big-time general, goes over there and says, hey, Mr. Erdogan, here's the deal. You bomb our people. You injure our people. We'll take that as an act of war, and we'll label it. We'll level Istanbul in 15 minutes. Your call. What do you want to do? Now, does that sound a little brash? Sure. But that's the only stuff that these people understand. They do not understand anything other than tough talk and decisive action. And when we do that, we gain their respect. Right now, we are the laughing stock over there amongst the terrorists that are supporting whatever it is they're supporting. And Jeff is using the word embarrassing. Embarrassing is the understatement of the year, Jeff. Dangerous is more like it, you're right. But unfortunately, we the people, can't seem to get a handle on this until January the 3rd, when our new Congress takes a hold. That's when the Republicans take control of the House of Representatives, and that's when the Senate either remains at 50-50, with Kamala as a tiebreaker, or they remain with a new number, 51-49, because they'll have a two-seat advantage, because Warnock will be elected again. And that just can't happen. For the sense of reality and purpose and common sense, you people in Georgia cannot elect that bird again. He didn't do anything for you the first time. He won't do anything for you this time. All right, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watch
this
Dog,
Captain's America,
Wall Street,
Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
All righty. And this portion of the program, our discussion with Chris Markowski about all things whatever, are brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership, Moss Acura dealership here on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, just next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, one of the reasons that Moss gets a bunch of customers from around the country is because of what they do that gets people's attention. First of all, veterans, active duty military, first responders, whether you're police, fire, or EMS, you get a discount on your brand new or your pre-owned vehicle. Same with the church pastors out there. You're in the same category. That's for starters. Then, of course, your Moss Acura vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned, comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. There's nobody doing both of that around the country. Nobody. Which is why people come down here to get it done. Get the vehicle bought. Sometimes they take it back where it's at, or sometimes they live down here and they leave it down here for the winter time when they're here and just park it for the winter, the summer months or whatever. But whatever the case may be, check them out. You can go online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, to find out more about what it is they're doing. And I'm sure you're going to like the end result. Okay, joining us on the telephone, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, Mr. Turkey Guy.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how was the turkey?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Now, did you stay at home or did you go somewhere?
I went to a friend's house, not far.
Okay, because a lot of people were traveling over the weekend, and they got caught up in this 3,500 U.S. flights delayed over the Thanksgiving weekend, some of which still aren't flying.
Yeah, that flying over Thanksgiving is tough, especially now with dealing with all of the issues that the airlines have for the staffing issues and pilots. And, it's actually coming up very soon as the contracts with various different pilot unions. And they are, they've about had it. They're talking about quality of life issues and whatnot. And they want some changes. Again, it's another issue here in this country. We don't train people, enough people for positions that are necessary. We need more pilots. Out there, they just do. I mean, the industry continues to grow. We don't have them. And again, they have certain restrictions in regards to the amount of time that they're flying. Rightfully so, these are safety concerns, and we're running into that wall again and again and again, and we just can't handle it.
Well, I read something a little while ago about how they were going to cut back on the hours of training, the flight hours, to get some of these pilots in the air commercially that have been flying smaller planes, different style planes than the bigger ones that they were now going to be certified for, with less hours in the air to do so. I read something like that, I don't know, probably 2 months ago.
I don't think cutting back on training is the way to go. I think training more is the way to go, and also maybe offering more incentives so pilots can be certified on more different types of aircraft, which could give you obviously a little bit more flexibility.
Sure.
I think that probably would be the way to go.
So now let's play railroad conductor. What do we do with the trains? Because we might see a train strike here in about another week.
I don't know. Again, you're talking about a major issue in and around the holidays. Let me tell you other issues that people don't really even know about. Do you remember when the train got stuck in Alabama with all of the human waste? They called it the poop train.
I do.
That was out of New York City. It sound gross early in the morning, but, they dehydrate human waste and it's shipped on trains to landfills in places like Alabama.
Yep.
And go on trains.
Yep.
Now what? How are you gonna move this stuff? It's a mess, and again, no pun intended when it comes to that, in more ways than one.
Well, again, you've got nuclear material that comes down to the Carolinas. South Carolina in particular is one area that I can think of where they bring it down either by train or by truck, and it gets delivered, and they bury it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, like I said, these things get backed up and there's issues. It's going to cause a major problem. I don't know how the administration is going to handle it. I really don't at this point in time. They promised, they said that the thing was solved prior to the election, and it obviously has not been.
Well, we're going to find out what's going to happen up there with your governor, former Governor Cuomo. Because the Supreme Court of the United States is going to weigh in on the Cuomo era New York corruption cases. Remember those?
The corruption cases. No, I'm not familiar with this one.
Well, he was in all kinds of trouble for some of the things that he was doing.
Oh, his corruption. Of
yeah.
The things
that,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they, it's a Cuomo. They just kind of let things slide, say he's out of office.
I wouldn't either.
But, we'll see.
I wouldn't either. Now, there's also something else that's going on up there. The GOP, are they now running the legislature up there?
No.
Okay. Well, this must be the congressman that made this statement. Here's the story title. GOP makes Dems pay for failed criminal justice policy in New York.
Oh, this had just to do, I think that was, based upon, I think that story is based upon how the election went here in New York, as far as some of the success Republicans had in the state of New York where they normally would not. And I think that probably has something to do with that. And that has obviously a lot to do with crime. And you're taking a look at areas in New York in and around New York City suburbs that you really went very, very strong for Republicans, whether it be in Westchester or here in Long Island, where it all went all red.
Now, I've been told that, and I don't have one, so I don't know, I've been told that Mercedes-Benz has a feature on a car that makes it go a little bit faster from 0 to 60 than it normally would. And that feature costs about $1,200, or used to cost about $500, $600 a car. Now it's up to $1,200 and going higher. I know you drive, you're driving, what, a Lexus or something like that?
No, I don't. I used to have a Mercedes. Again, I think that they've got bigger problems. I saw that story, too. You pay an extra fee, and you can make the car go from 0 to 60 faster, and I guess it's a yearly fee.
Yeah, $1,200.
Yeah. Again, I think they got bigger issues. I mean, the Consumer Reports for liability ratings came out, and Mercedes-Benz is an expensive, obviously more of a luxury line. I mean, they've got various different levels automobile, but their reliability numbers are terrible right now, some of the worst.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, MIT researchers are creating self-replicating robots.
Yeah, I saw a little bit on that yesterday as well. I haven't really delved into the story. These mini type things that look like when I was looking into it, but. Any story when you start seeing, self-replicating robots, images of, like Terminator comes into people's minds, I think.
Now, did you see that the United States greenlighted a massive oil company known as Chevron to expand oil pumping in a socialist country known as Venezuela?
Yeah, we're going back into Venezuela, for a song and a dance.
For dirty oil, I might add.
Well, yeah, it's their oil. It's got a lot more tar in it. It's much thicker. And I've been to Venezuela, and you can see, it comes out naturally to the ground. It ends up on the beaches, and you get these like little tar balls that are there. It's very, very heavy crude. The interesting side story with this is that. We could be looking to develop in Guyana, which is an ally of ours, which is not far, mm-hmm. that an enormous amount of oil that could actually transform the actual barrels of oil right. per capita is at a level near Kuwait. You can right. make that very wealthy.
Yep, I heard that yesterday, too. I got to do a little bit more research on the story before I say anything. But you heard it here first, folks. There's oil being found everywhere and anywhere. Okay, Chris, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Again, there's oil to be found wherever you want to go look to find it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.